We welcome you back to Humboldt, where we're about ready to get underway with the boys' game tonight here between the HTRS Titans, the home team, and the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds. The Titans for Coach Jamie Stice, 8-7 on the year. GCC coming in here 9-5 under head coach Kirk Ferris. Our presenting sponsor tonight, Mead Lumber. They're building more than projects. They're building community at Mead Lumber. All right, the Titans at home tonight, dressed in the white. Black uniform for JCC. Let's go ahead and take a look at the starting lineup tonight for the visitors from Johnson County Central. Coach Ferris will go with 6'2" senior Wes Swanson tonight. 5'7" senior Danny Kongmanabom. A 6'1" senior Jack Waring. 6'7" senior Wyatt Case. And 6'2" junior A.J. Rottenbach. A.J. Rottenbach, Wyatt Case, Jack Waring, Wes Swanson, and Danny Kongmanabom. The starting lineup tonight for the GCC Thunderbirds. For Humboldt Table Rock Steiner tonight, their starting five will be 6'1" junior Darius Bowling. A 5'9" junior in Tamian Detman. 6' senior Garrett Durier. 6'3" senior Emmett Glothar, and 6'2" sophomore Cole Hunzecker. Darius Bowling, Garrett Durier, Emmett Glothar, Kamian Detman, and Cole Hunzecker, your starting five for HTRS Thunderbird Boys tonight. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. We'll be back, and we'll be getting the game underway coming up here in a few minutes on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Sports app.
It's Friday Night Lights, and Mead Lumber is proud to bring you the game of the week. From the first snap to the final buzzer, we're building more than projects. We're building community. Whether you're upgrading your home, tackling a big build, or just need the right tools for the job, Mead Lumber has you covered. Cheer loud, play hard, and remember, when it comes to quality service and hometown pride, Mead Lumber is right here, building community with you from design to finish.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea and Burns. Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfia.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfia.
El Camino Electric in Fall City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years of experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Fall City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Fall City, your electrical problem solver.
Did you know early detection can make all the difference in fighting lung cancer? A study by the National Cancer Institute reveals CT scans can reduce lung cancer deaths by 20% in patients aged 55 to 74. This life-saving technology can catch the disease in its earliest stages when treatment is most effective. If you're in this age group, it's time to consider a CT scan as part of your routine health care. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more about how early detection can save lives.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
And we get ready here for the start of this boys' game tonight. Those teams headed over and are over to their benches waiting for the clock to wind down here. I think they have fooled me here. I think we're going to have a national anthem before this boys' game. We didn't have one for the girls' games. Let's see if they do it now. They moved the band over to the other side of the gymnasium this year. And there we have the final horn. And yes, we are indeed. So, Kurt, I'll let you determine if we can... Here, no, we're going to introduce the Titans players first. We gave you some other... No, they're not. Okay. So, Kirk Tillman, you can determine. determine if we air this. Here we go.
Minute and a half gone by here tonight at Humboldt.
Moneybaum with the ball over to the left side of the floor with it, driving in, Waring. He backs out of there with it now. Titans playing man-to-man defense. Waring all the way to the right block. Up with the right hand on the right side is good. Jack Waring makes it 4-2. HTRS with the lead. Now a little backcourt pressure. Throw the ball to the front and off the hands. The catch was made by Emmett Gloth, or he went, I think, to fake a pass. The ball slipped out of his hands right on the sideline, out of bounds, so the T-Birds get the ball back here. But here comes JCC to the front court. Wyatt Case with it. Thinking about it, he'll take the three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound brought down by Glothar. He'll hand the ball away, and up the floor with it will come Damian Detman. Right side of the floor to Poling. Now down in the corner again to Detman. They'll take it all the way back out top near the midcourt stripe. Between the circles now. Whoa, a pass way up the ladder. Inside again, it goes to Hunziker. He's passing back out of the middle. They're pretty high. And a throw across the lane and a two-pointer on the rim. No good by Duryea. Rebound to Wyatt Case. Case with a rebound, a run in the middle. Get the ball to Moneybaugh out top, and now get the ball away to Waring. Waring to Rottenbach. Rottenbach will hand it away. And again, driving in, Danny Kamanabong. And he'll give the ball away to Waring again. Floater in the paint on the front rim. No good. Case the rebound. Put back. No. Rebound on the deck. It got to the floor and it's picked up there by Detman, who's 5'9". He says, get it out here away from all them trees. He said, I can take care of it now. Out top with it. Bowling with the basketball. Left side. Three ball with a lefty on the way. No good by Detman. Long rebound. Moneybaugh ahead to Swanson. Wes Swanson with the run out. And we are tied at 4. 4:32 to go. And we got a reach in foul on the Thunderbirds. Foul on A.J. Rottenbach, our first foul of this ball game. So near the scorer's table, Titan basketball. Bring the ball in for Detman. Detman goes off the right side to Hunziker. Down in the corner, three-pointer on the way, no good for Boyne. Hit the side of the backboard. Swanson on the run the other way for JCC. And the ball is tipped away from him out of bounds. It'll be Titan ball, it'll be Thunderbird ball on the baseline. Here comes John Cook off the bench for Titans, a 6-foot senior. Now bring the ball into Swanson, down on the left side. Give it back to Swanson. He'll come over now to Kong Moneybaum. He dribbles into a double team. Swanson, free throw line, dips the shoulder, spins inside, short, no good, rebound brought down by Case, and he puts it up and in. He's going to be a problem to deal with at 6'7" in this ball game for the Titans. Here's a throw to the front. Cook picked up his dribble across the court, hands the ball off now, and a runner up, no good by Detman. And the ball's out of bounds, and standing on the line with it was Damian Detman. Came down to the ball, but he had his foot out of bounds, and so it'll be JCC ball. Kong Minivong will work it up the floor. Right side to Swanson. Swanson moving left with the dribble. Free throw line stops. Looks, cutter, Kong Minivong. And he tried to pass it to Case. They couldn't connect. The ball rolls out of bounds on the near side. It'll be Titan ball. In for JCC, Reagan Tice, a 5'9 junior. And also coming back in Rottenbach. Sitting down will be Waring and Kong Moneybaum. So we come to the front. Titan ball working against pressure. A long throw up the floor. Rottenbach intercepts. Gives the ball up for Lubin. Lubin up the floor. We just checked in. That's Trey Lubin. Swanson from 15. No good. Rebound on the deck. It's a scramble. It's a scrum. Who's got it? Titans had it. And Coach Jamie Seitz calls timeout to save the possession. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
You are the reason we are here. Community Medical Center Falls City, Nebraska is more than just a hospital. We are a trusted partner of highly trained professionals providing health care for your entire family. Offering a full range of clinic and hospital services, CMC has the latest diagnostic and treatment options, helping you live a healthier life. Serving others, caring with compassion, making a difference. That's our mission, and that's our commitment at Community Medical Center Falls City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
6-4, Johns County Central with a 2-point advantage here in the first quarter of our boys' game between HTRS and Johns County Central tonight. Titans inbound the ball against pressure. Cross court with the ball. They play catch and now throw to the free throw line. For Hunziker, back out to Gawthorne. Three ball for Emmett, no good. Scramble for the rebound. The race won by Guy Bernan, who checked in, a 6'2 senior. And the pass up the floor deflected by the Titans, by Gawthorne. Out of bounds, it goes on the far side. JCC ball just across midcourt. They'll throw it to the backcourt to Swanson. Up the floor, he hands it off, gets it back. Looking, caught there. Tice with it, moves in, gets the ball away to Burnett. Burnett leans, fires on the rim, no, and the rebound goes off of the Titans, off the hand of Cole Hunziker. Out of bounds underneath the bucket here. Bring it in. And a three ball up and short, no good on the right side. Rebound, the Thunderbirds, and our three ball, this one by Tice. First one put up by Lubin. Rebound to Swanson, he can't connect. The rebound is loose. One of the Teamers got hit in the nose, and the rebound finally controlled, and a bucket and a foul. Gabe Burnett with the bucket is good. He'll go to the line. The foul is on Cole Hunziker, his first, team foul number one of the quarter. Swanson out, back in his wearing for JCC. 8-4 is our score. And make it 9-4 as the free throw is good. Burnett with a 3-point play. A little 2-2-1 full court press here. In the middle, and his ball goes to Hunziker, and he will be fouled by Gabe Burnett. His first, second team foul on JCC. Minute 55 to go, first quarter, 9-4. JCC with the lead, right side, down in the right corner. It is Bowling, passes it back out of there now to John Cook. Cook will hand the ball away now to Detman. Not a lot of shots here for the Titans so far, too many turnovers. Left side Cook in the middle, Glothar bounces off two defenders. Push foul will put the Titan senior at the free throw line. Foul will go on Rottenbach, his second. And it will be a minute 33 to go here in the quarter. And at the line, Emmett Glothar, 2 points. Up, can't connect. Rottenbach will sit down, back into the ball game. Free throw coming up here. Free throw up, and can't connect on either one of them. Rebound picked off there by Trey Lubin. Coach Kirk Ferris plays a lot of players, keeps them fresh. On the right side, a minute 20 to go, Waring will hand the ball off. Down the lane goes Burnett. Passes from the baseline back out to the top. They go into Swanson, knocked away loose by Detman. Loose ball picked up, and it belongs to the Titans. Trying to cut into a 5-point lead for JCC here. 101 to go in the first half. Or first quarter, they throw it away. Stolen by Jack Waring. Jack coming up the floor with a dribble. Top of the key. Off the left side, thinking about a three is Lubin. He can't connect. Rebound, Glothar had it. Well, excuse me, that was 50. Cole Hunziker had it, lost it, but it goes to a teammate. up in Michigan. It's 75-72 with 10 seconds to go. The Huskers have fallen behind. Pass to the middle, taken away, stolen. It went right to Burnett. Burnett up the floor on the right side with the pass to Tice. Move it left side, pick it up. Move it around with 21 seconds. The shot clock should be off. There's less on the game clock than there is on the shot clock. Now they shut it off. All right, back it in. Waring lost it, double dribble. Came up on him, and it's double dribble. The Titans get it back with 9.7 seconds to go. So it will be Titan ball. Needing to get it up the floor here in the backcourt. Ahead, up the floor with the ball. Durier, cross court for three for Gothar. Up and down to the right side. He's got five in the game, and it cuts the lead to 9-7 at the buzzer. JCC with the lead. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Did you know cervical cancer is preventable? Regular screenings with a Pap test can detect cell changes before cancer develops. If you are age 30 or over, your healthcare provider may recommend that you also have an HPV test along with your Pap. A vaccine is now available that provides protection against HPV, a common cancer-causing virus, and can help prevent cervical cancer. Women should schedule annual exams with their healthcare provider. Early detection saves lives. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Up the floor come the Johns County Central Thunderbirds with the basketball and a two-point lead as we start the second quarter. Wes Swanson dribble drive to the baseline, spins and hits the runner. Up and good. He's got his second bucket of the night, and it's 11-7. JCC ahead to a double team in the press. Is Kamian Detman. He elevates, tosses the ball forward, tipped out of bounds by JCC. So we'll bring the ball in to Detman in the backcourt against the zone. On the right side, now take the ball back to the middle. Detman holds it. Now on the right side, Detman with the basketball holds. He looks down in the corner. Gothar thought about it, couldn't elevate, get the shot away. Now it will be Detman driving into the paint over the big man in the middle, shoots it over. Burnett is up and it's good. Detman with a two-pointer makes it 11-9. GCC by two. And now a three-pointer left side wearing up. No good. Rebound and a Gothar. Gothar will clear it and he'll give the ball up now for Detman. No pressure in the backcourt now. Left side with the ball is Bowling. Take it right side, swinging around there. That's Durier with it. And a lob in the middle, a catch, and a shot on a little alley-oop without the dunk. Gothar couldn't connect, just couldn't go off the glass. Driving Swanson, finger roll, no. Rebound out of there with it. Here comes Keeney and Devin the other way. Ahead to Gothar. Left side, right hand, rolls it off the fingers. Up and good. Seven for Emmett Gothar, and we are tied at 11 at the 6:21 mark of this ball game. Second quarter action. Waring for three. No, and the rebound comes down to Garrett Durier. Durier will hand the ball off and we'll come the other way now. Up the floor. Detman on the right side. Now in the middle to Hunziker. Back out on the right side with the ball. Durier pass to the middle, taken away. Stolen by Kong Minibong. He goes all the way in with the left hand and lays it up and in. His first two of the night. 13-11. JCC. Here's that full court pressure again. Now down the left corner. Gothar, three ball, way strong. rebound brought down on the other side by Durier, and he has it taken away by Swanson. Swanson up the floor and a bad reach-in foul there on Emma Gawther. That's not one you want to commit way out there like that. You might need that foul later. Tried to get the quick hands in there and steal it away, but ball handle was coming forward too quick for him. First foul on Gawther. To the front court of the basketball will be Wes Swanson. Swanson will give the ball up to Wyatt Casey back in. They get a little give and go to Case. Blocked from behind by Gawther. Loose ball picked up by Darius Bowling. Bowling will give the ball up, and Detman will come the other way now for the Titans. 5 minutes to go, first half. With it, Bowling inside, and we've got a foul. The pass was entered to Hunziker. He'll be fouled from behind. Foul will be on Case. Wyatt picks up his first foul of second quarter. Now into Damian Detman. In the middle, Gawther elevates in the paint, and he banks it in from straight out front. And we've got 13 all. Third tie this first half. One lead change. Swanson will dish it off. Waring back into the paint. Elevates. Throws up short. Titans might have got a piece of that. Loose ball picked up on the deck by Cole Hunziker. Hunziker will give the ball up, and up the floor comes Detman again. Through the midcourt circle, off to Bowling. Huskers did lose to Michigan 75-72 after leading most of that ball game tonight. Playing without Frank Mast and without Sanford tonight. One of their main starters and top six man. Gawther off the glass from 10 feet on the right side wing. No good on the rebound to the Titans, or to the Thunderbirds. Swanson passes off now to the front court. He gets it back, dribbles. Double team, needs help, gets it away. Kalamanivan backing in to the paint. Gets it away. And a runner down on the baseline. Cut off. Out for three and a travel. Pass came out to Trey Lubin. Trey couldn't get his feet set. And we're 13 all with 3:42 to go in the first half. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
13 apiece with 3:42 to go in the first half of our boys' game tonight here on Sunny 101.3. Coming up later this week, we got another bunch of basketball coming your way this week. We'll be back on the air on Thursday night. All you do is remember what station we're on or what night. And I've lost my schedule. There it is. Coming up Thursday this week, it will be for you on KTNC, Johnson Brock at Sacred Heart on Thursday night. Then on Friday night here on Sunny, Auburn at Mead. That should be a really good boys matchup. Weeping Water at Fall City on KTNC on Friday night. All right, here we go back to live action with the basketball. Garrett Durier for the Titans, the free throw line. Passes across to Detman for three, too strong. Rebound Gawther, did he go over the back? Apparently so, that's the call. Emmett Gawther picks up his second foul, second team foul of this quarter on the Johnson County Central, on H chair. Excuse me, I'll get it right. Way too many letters in this ballgame, folks. A little cutter down the lane, and the shot gets caught between the bottom of the rim and the backboard, and that will go to HTRS. Don't often see him stick from the bottom going up. At any rate, here we go. Titans basketball coming up the floor. With it out on the side now. And now over to Glothar. Three ball short from the left elbow. Rebound on the deck. Kunmanivong comes down with it. 2:45 to play in the half. Kunmanivong keeps on going to Jack Waring. Fakes the three, drives down the left side of the lane, gives it off to Swanson. Swanson spins again, gets the ball away now to Lubin. And they'll get him out of there. A 3 second call. Close. A drive to Burnett. Gabe gets rid of it. Kunmanivong. 8 on the shot clock. He'll elevate the shot up. No good. Rebound comes off the front edge. Grabbed up by Cole Hunsaker. To the front court we go. Canyon Detman for HTRS with the basketball. Up the floor. Ball knocked away. Stolen away by Swanson. Layup at the other end is good, and he's got 6 points. 15-13 JCC. Glothar double teamed in the left corner. Gets the ball away. Gets it out of there to Hunsaker. Now they keep playing out to the go. Dittman and an offensive foul. Did he step on the ice? Stepped on the sideline on the move. Final from Wymore. The Singer girls beat Southern tonight 37-31. 37-31. Singer girls pick up the win at Wymore Southern tonight. So we come back to the front court with the basketball. Swanson holding it, looking, gets the ball away. Burnett, 15-foot wing jumper, good. He's now got 5, and it's now 17-13. KCC with the lead. Timeout on the floor. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent, at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back here to Humboldt. Another final tonight in girls play. It was Elwood Murdoch improving to 14-2 with a 36-35 win over Freeman. The Falcon girls now 12-4 on the year. Here we have a foul as the Titans are in the front court. Glothar had the ball. Whistling a foul on who? 34? Okay. That was a quick signal, Mr. Official. Second foul on Burnett. They bring the ball in. Second team foul. Minute 5 to go in the first half. With the basketball is Boyne. Detman off the right side to Durier. Durier holds, looks, back to Detman. They're looking to get it inside. They'll skip it across the top with it. Durier in the right corner. Used up his dribble, needs help. Throws it to the middle looking for a cutter, and it is taken away. Burnett on the run the other way for the T-Birds. Swanson to Waring, top of the key. Kunmanivong for 3 from the left side. Elbow, no. Offensive rebound and a putback for Trey Lubin. And it's now 19-13. The lead is 6. 22 seconds. The shot clock off here at Humboldt. Left side with it. Darius Bowling. Darius against a man-to-man defense here. Hunsaker looking at the three-point line. Hands it away. Bowling. 6 on the clock. Inside, Hunsaker, right block. Turnaround, little jump hook, good. 19-15, and the long throw at the buzzer, no good by the T-Birds. After one half of play, Johnson County Central, 19. Humboldt Table Rock Steiner, 15. We're back in 2 minutes on Sunny 101.3.
Hey everybody, Bart here at Farm and City Supply in Fall City. Tired of winter? Yeah, me too, but guess what? It ain't going anywhere yet. Come on in and check out our Sunfire heaters, Carhartt clothes, dry shod boots, Milwaukee power tools. If you need to cut a little wood, we got a great selection of steel chainsaws. But if you're thinking spring, hey, we can cover you there too. Rec-Tec grills, got great line of sprayers, sprayer supplies, hoses, banjo fittings, pumps, you name it. We're ready for you.
At your friendly Farm and City Supply.
If you have considered estate planning and are wondering how trusts, wills, and powers of attorney would benefit you and your loved one, call Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC to make an appointment with Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns to discuss and create the best plan for you. Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC provides quality legal services in estate planning, probate, real estate, and business planning. Contact the office at 402-245-4486. Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC in Fall City.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds. Built on legacy, powered by progress.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Sunny 101.3.
Our halftime recap is presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. In the first half, the scoring after one was 9-7. JCC with the lead. At halftime, it's 19-15. Scoring for Johnson County Central in the first half of tonight's ballgame. They have 6 points for West Swanson, 5 for Guy Burnett off the bench. And then it's 2 each for Danny Kong-Minibon, Jack Waring, Wyatt Chase, and Trey Lubin. In the first half, the T-Birds go 1-for-1 at the free throw line. They have 2 fouls each on Guy Burnett and A.J. Rottenbach in the first half. For HTRS in the first half, they're led by Emmett Glothar. He has 9 in the team's 15 points. Cole Hunziker had 4 in the first half and 2 for Kamian Detman. And those are only 3 in the scorebook for HTRS in the first half of tonight's ballgame. Glothar has 2 fouls. Nobody else with more than 1 for Humboldt Table Rock Steiner in the first half. Titans 0-for-2 at the free throw line. Those in the first quarter. And they did not shoot in a free throw attempt in the second quarter. So they are 0-for-2 in the ballgame compared to 1-for-1 for JCC. 19-15, the lead to Johnson County Central. Our other scores tonight in the girls' game you heard earlier here on Sunny 101.3. It was Johnson County Central with a big second half, knocking off Humboldt Table Rock Steiner 50-28. Over on KTNC, Johnson Brock girls beat Exeter Milligan Friend 54-46. Auburn girls beat Fall City 61-23. It was Elmwood Murdoch, 36, Freeman, 35. State Hearn girls picked up a win. They beat Southern, 37-31 tonight. And Lord Central Catholic over Sterling, 67-16. Right now, mostly boys action going on and just in the first half for most of those contests. Here, 19-15. That's our score at halftime. Our halftime report brought to you by Highland Community College. They are close to home. They're far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. We'll take a break. Be back with the second half action coming up on Sunny 101.3.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds.
Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you are reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-apparel and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth and Nate Dieters are the right agents with your best interest at heart. Hurry, spring sales closing date is March 15th. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Join us for light refreshments as we wish Jeff Huffless all the best at his farewell reception on Wednesday, January 28th from 1 to 3 p.m. at our Onega office. Stop in and wish Jeff well on his new venture and meet the SBS team who will continue to serve your insurance needs. We look forward to seeing you on Wednesday, January 28th from 1 to 3 p.m. at our Onega office.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
At Den's Country Meats, we know what it means to work hard, show up, and give it your all. Just like our hometown teams do every game. Our meats are family-made and award-winning because champions deserve the best. Fuel up with Den's jerky, snack sticks, brats, and more. Perfect for the ride home or the victory party. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
Sunny 101.3
Weather. I'm weatherology meteorologist Ray Miller with your weather for the tri-state area. Partly cloudy skies tonight with temperatures falling back to around 10 degrees and winds out of the southwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. On Wednesday, lots of sunshine with high temperatures in the mid-30s, right around average for this time of year. Southwest winds at 5 to 10. Wednesday night, cloudy with temperatures falling back into the mid-teens. Thursday looks cloudy and cooler with high temperatures in the mid-20s. Northeast winds around 5 miles an hour. Thursday night, a little bit of light snow, not much in the way of accumulation. Temperatures fall back into the mid-single digits. On Friday, we'll see partly sunny skies with high temperatures in the mid to upper teens. Friday night, clear and rather cold with temperatures falling back to near 5 below zero. Saturday, sunshine with high temperatures near 20. Sunday, sunny with high temperatures in the mid-30s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Ray Miller on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC-certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
This is Sunny 101.3.
with a 19-15 score. Ready to go here. Coming up the floor now. Johns County Central basketball on the left side. A three ball from Case. Up, no good. Wyatt Case couldn't connect. The weak side rebound on the far side to the Titans. Titans go left to right as we look at it here from the east side of the gym. They're going north here in the second half tonight. Kamian Detman moving up the floor. Cole Hunziker set a screen, got hit in the stomach. Goes, oh, man. Take the ball into Emma Gothar. He puts it up and in. And it's 19-17. Hunziker going, man, I'm glad it didn't knock the air out of him there. Case with a move around Gothar to the hole. It's up and it's good. Wyatt Case with his second field goal tonight, 21-17. So we come the other way here with the basketball inside, tipped away by the Thunderbirds. Into the game, Case comes out, back in Gabe Burnett, 6'2 senior with two fouls. Bounces into Burnett. Oh, Burnett made the catch. I'm not sure where that pass was supposed to go. It wasn't supposed to go to anybody in a black jersey, though. But it did. Out top, Swanson from 12 buries it. Went around his man and put it up and in. He's got eight, and now the lead is 6, 23-17. Matching the biggest lead of the ball game to this point for either team. Hunziker between the circles. I smell chocolate chip cookies or chocolate cake. That's going to be bad. Inside, Glothar makes the catch. That makes me hungry. That's no good. We've got a long time to go to the end of the game. We go the other way. It's going to be Swanson. Passes the ball off. It's Kamanivan with the catch. He gives to Waring. Back over it goes. And now with it, Kamanivan into the paint. Gets it away. Waring. Fake the three. Down the left side and on the right side. Spins into the lane, into Burnett. Got the defender to go by and puts it up and in. Burnett's got seven, and it's 25-19 now. 6-point advantage again for JCC. Off the right side, Darius Bowling with the basketball. Picked up his dribble. Back out, Hunziker. Hunziker with it off of the left side. Moving into the free throw area. And now hand the ball away to Garrett Gurrier. Garrett now inside Hunziker, inside the free throw line. Dishes it back out to Glothar, and he'll hand it. Jury, five on the shot clock. Got to get something going here. Elevate, a shot on the way short, no good by the Titans, by Detman, and the rebound to JCC. Swanson in the front, free throw line, leaves the ball back. It is Rottenbach. And now back to Swanson. Fakes right, goes left, into the paint. Dish it down to Burnett. He's in trouble. Spins in the lane, kicks it back out to the left sideline to get to Waring. And now back over into Burnett again. Inside the right block, down low. Gets it away. Rottenbach, his shot rejected, but we got a foul on somebody. Not on whoever blocked the shot. Down below, foul on Cole Hunziker, his second. First foul of the second half and the third quarter, of course, on JCC. It's a shooting foul, putting Rottenbach at the free throw line. Free throw up and good. So now we have combined for the two teams to shoot four free throw attempts in this first 2.5 quarters. Second one coming here. Up. Short, no good. Rebound, bat around, and Burnett comes down with the rebound. That can't happen. Burnett into his teammate Swanson. West can't hit in the paint, and the rebound to the Titans. Off the floor, picked up at midcourt, Detman. Off to Glothar. He'll give the ball away to Durier in the middle. T-Birds pick up. Just across midcourt here, inside Hunziker. Oh, he couldn't get the bunny, got it back, and then stolen away. Out of there comes Swanson with it, pushing it 2-on-3. He goes all the way to the hole, up, in and out, no good, and the rebound is picked up by Garrett Durier for the Titans. Durier will give the ball away, and Kamian Detman coming up the floor with it for HTRS. 26-19, the lead is 7, and a throwaway, another turnover. The other way we go, and inside they go to Burnett again, and he puts it off the glass for two more. He's got 9, and it's now 28-19. The lead is 9. 3:50 to play, third quarter. Timeout. Titans down by 9, 28-19. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
At Equity Bank, we know how important it is to access your money when you need it. That's why we offer Early Pay, a feature that lets you receive direct deposit funds up to 2 days early. And now, Early Pay is available on all Equity Bank checking accounts. Whether it's your paycheck, Social Security, or any other direct deposit, you can get paid sooner because we believe in keeping things simple and stress-free. After all, it's your money. Why wait for it? Enroll in Early Pay today at equitybank.com/earlypay. Equity Bank. Member FDIC.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
It's 28-19, Johnson County Central with the lead over Humboldt Table Rock Senior here in the third period. Don't forget, coming up later this week, more basketball. Coming up on Thursday night for you on sister station KTNC. Johnson Brock will be at Fall City's Sacred Heart. That's on KTNC, and that will be the Soup Supper that got postponed last week. Soup Supper Thursday night at the Rowe Activity Center. Friday night here on Sunny 101.3, Auburn on the road at Meade, and on KTNC, Weeping Water at Falls City on Friday night. All right, to the live action we return with 3:49 to go in the third. Off the right side of the basketball, Garrett Dury inside for Glockar, elevates. Shot rejected, but a foul will be called, and it'll be on the Thunderbird. It's going on Rottenbach, his third. First foul of the quarter, yep. So Glothar at the line, 0-for-2 on the night. It's up, it's good, there you go. 14 now for Emmett. Rottenbach out, in comes Trey Lubin for Johnson County Central. Ready, up, good again for Emma Gothard. Makes them both. 28-21. 7-point advantage, JCC. Burnett beyond the 3-point line, off the right side, gives the ball up there. Swanson gives it left side. 3-ball rattles home for Reagan Tice. He hits the 3-pointer, and it's 31-21. That is the biggest lead of the ball game. To the front court we go. Titan ball, dribbling it on the right side, handing the ball away to Duryea. Back out to Detman. Lobs underneath to Glothar, makes the catch. A tough shot, can't get it to go. But a foul going to be called on Burnett. That'll be his third, second foul of the quarter. And Glothar back to the free throw line. Emmett 2-for-4. He is the only Titan to shoot a free throw in the ball game tonight so far. Glothar ready, free throw up and short this time. Wyatt Case back in for JCC. The Titans bring Jack Hilgenfeld in, a 5'8" sophomore again. Ready, free throw good. 31-22. KCC with a lead. The ball to the front court. Case fakes the handoff. Keeps it beyond the three-point line. Now he'll hand it away to Swanson. Down the lane. He goes with the left hand. Can't roll it in. Case the rebound. No. Kept it alive. It's batted around. And Glothar comes down to the basketball for Humboldt Table Rock Steiner. Comes up the floor, over to Hunsaker. He'll pass it right sideline to Detman. Inside to Glothar, a foul on Wyatt Case. Trying to stop the entry pass, his second, team foul number 3 of the quarter. We'll reset it again. On the baseline for the Titans, everybody in the corner of the lane, they start to move. Trigger man is Duryea. He gets it into Detman. Dribble drive baseline, tries the reverse, hit the bottom of the back, at the bottom of the rim, and the rebound comes down to Swanson. Wes Swanson to Waring down the right side. Oh, nice bounce pass to Wyatt Case underneath. It gets no better than that. Pretty as you get. 33-22. The lead is 11. JCC with the lead. And a lob from Hunzek. Becker trying to go to the right side, and he threw it to the AD down here. That's not good. Not as bad as throwing to your coach, but Taylor Dunikacki made the nice grab down there by the doorway, watching the action. So we'll come back the other way now. Danny Bonavant with it. Passes off, gets it right back. Now he'll try the left side with it to Tice. Move it, skip it over, and up the ladder. They threw that one, and it's going to be stolen away by the Titans. Ball was way up. Tice is about ready to fall out of bounds. Now we get a foul. This foul on Swanson. His first. Fourth foul of the quarter. 1:43 left to go here in the third. 33-22, JCC. Hand the ball away now to Bowling. Bowling looking, drives in, shoots it, misses, no good. Rebound comes down to Tice. All the way up on the drive. It's Lubin with it. Underneath to Wyatt Case. Left hand, left side, up and good. 35-22. 13-point ACC advantage. On the right side now, Detman. Pass the ball inside. Glothar spins on Case. Up. It rolls across the flat iron. No good. Rebound comes down on the far side of the hoop to the front. Swanson. Stutter step. Continues to the basket. No. Whistle and a foul. Put him at the line. The foul on Kamian Detman. His first. Second foul of the quarter. And Swanson to the line. He has 8 points in the game. His first trip to the line tonight. 56 seconds to go in the third. Free throw up and good. 9 points now for Swanson. 36-22. Second one coming up here. Up and good. 37-22. Titans walking it up the floor here. Hand it off to Emmett Glothar between the circles. Down the lane, bullying his way in, off the iron, it won't go. Roll all the way around. Rebound to the T-Bird, and Swanson going coast to coast off the glass. It's up, it's down on a blocking foul. Gives him a chance at a three-point play here. Bucket good, and the foul is called on Bennett Arf, who checked into the game. I didn't see Bennett get in there, I'm sorry. Bennett checks in, gets the foul, 13 foul. Two more for Swanson. Gives him a dozen and a chance at a three-point opportunity. It's 39-22, 35 seconds to go. Second on the way up and good. 40-22, the lead all of a sudden is 18 points for JCC. Swanson with 13 in the game, 7 of them here in the third quarter. Glothar to the front. Titans look a little weary. A long three by Glothar from the top won't go. Rebound picked up by Lubin. He'll bring it up now to Kong Manibong. 17, no shot clock. 15 seconds, work the ball to the left side. Swing it around. Kong Manibong with it again. Passes the ball off there to Cooper Jones, who checked in, the 6 foot sophomore. Jones has it down the lane. He goes, and he's going to be tripped up, losing his balance and tripping the ball handler. Is going to be a foul on Hunziker. Cole picks up his third, and that is number 4 of the quarter. 1.4 seconds left. Wearing to inbound. He can catch and shoot, but it's stolen away by Detman. Fires it, but it would have been too late anyway. After three in Humboldt, it's JCC 40, HTRS 22. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at holmanford.com. auburnautocenter.com.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Sunny 101.3.
All right, we are back here, 8 minutes up on the clock, ready to go in the fourth quarter. It's going to be Titan basketball. They got a long way to come back here, down by 18. The second half of the boys' game going much the way the girls' game went. Had a good tight first half, and then JCC pulled away in the second half. Cross court skip pass grabbed up by Boyne, and a push foul underneath on the T-Birds here. Wyatt Case picks up his third. First foul of quarter number four. And the inbound knocked away, stolen. Swanson with the steal, a push foul that didn't get called, and Swanson's all the way home. He's got 15 on the easy layup, and now it is 42-22. At the other end, Hunziker, top of the key, off the left side for Detman, and his pass taken away, stolen again by the T-Bird. Jack Waring up the floor, left side to Konglanivon. Swanson, three ball, left corner, up, no good. Rebound stolen away from Case by Devin, all the way in. Went up, elevated, left it short, but a whistle and a foul. That's why it didn't get to the rim. Foul on JCC on Danny Konglanivon. His first, second foul of the quarter. At the line, Kamian Detman, first trip there tonight. Has 2 points in the ball game. Free throw up, rattles and bangs and falls in the hole. And it's now 42-23. Titans trailing. Second one up, second one good. You got them both. Timeout, HTRS, 42-24. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Fall City Tigers. Sacred Heart Irish, F&M Bank. What do they all have in common? Local pride. F&M Bank is proud to be your only locally chartered and now the only Nebraska-based bank in Fall City. That means your money stays right here working for our community. Stop in and visit with one of our friendly team members to learn how we can keep your money working locally right here in Fall City. F&M Bank, local decisions, local solutions, local focus, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
7 minutes, 6 seconds left in this ball game. Titans call their fourth timeout of the evening. 42-24. At halftime, it was 19-15. We had last tied at 13 apiece. Titans jumped out to a 4-0 lead in the ball game, and since KCC went ahead 17 to make it 15-13, they've been able to get the lead back. Here we go. Pressure by the Titans, broken by the T-Birds. Konglanivon on the right side. He looks. He takes over to the right side. Waring down low. We got a kicked ball by the Titans. So they'll reset the 35-second clock. Gothar with the kick. Triggering in. Bring it in. Case, they broke right down the middle of the lane. And an easy bounce pass to him. Beat the defense. And it's 44-24. The other way. Ball knocked away. Rottenbach nearly had it. Titans get it back. Hunziker took it back. Now it'll be Detman. Kamian dribbles out near the volleyball back line. Inside Glothar, nice back door lob it over the top. He makes the catch. He's got 18 points in the ball game. 44-26. That's exactly what they trail by now to the Titans. Lob it ahead to Swanson. He throws it across to Case. Makes the catch. Puts it up and in. A dozen for Wyatt Case now. 46-26. 2 minutes gone by in quarter number four. With it, Darius Bowling. Cross court. Detman holds, looks, gets it back. Now across. Missed the shot. It went all the way across. Gothard tried to tip it back up and in. Couldn't get it to go. And the rebound to JCC. And Danny Kongwanova smiled, Danny, because there's nothing. That ball got away from him. Hit his hand, hit his knee, it hit his foot, then it hit the other foot, and he just couldn't catch up to it. He thought that was a football for a moment, the way it was going. Just get away from it. The ball said, no, I want to go away. And it got out of bounds. It's Titans basketball. And another cross-court pass almost stolen by the Thunderbirds. Titans have made just too many passing mistakes, too many turnovers. Gothard three ball blocked by Case, saved in by Detman, but he threw it around everybody. The ball's loose all the way down to JCC coach Kirk Ferris, who picks it up, gives the official. So Swanson will inbound it with a 20-point lead. To the front off the right side we go. Kongmanivong with it. Moving left side, Waring. Picked up his dribble, goes inside with it to Rottenbach. Back out to Waring for three, no. Gothard the rebound. He'll bring it himself. Into the game is for the Titans. Reed Shupp is in there. Shot up. Gothard can't connect. And another rebound for Wyatt Case. Rottenbach up the floor. Kongmanivong down to the left side. And a bullet pass underneath Rottenbach. That's going to be goaltending. Gothard went up and got his hand hit either bottom of the backboard or the bottom of the rim, and the whole thing shook. And that will be a two-pointer, I believe, for Rottenbach on the goaltend, 48-26. 4.5 to play. Give it to Gothard out near midcourt. Dribbles. Picked up his dribble. Goes off to Detman for three. In and out, no. Rebound, Swanson. Swanson pushing up the floor. Huntsucker pushed him from behind again. Not aggressive push. He just puts his hands on his hips. And twice he's got away with no foul call there. Kongmanivong, a little three-footer from the right side. Up and good. His second hoop. 50-26. JCC leading. Gothard left side. New Jersey, new faces getting ready to check in here, it looks like, I think, for JCC. Of course, they played so many players, I'm not sure if they're new or not. Our official comes this way, a foul on Wes Swanson, his second. Team foul number three. In is Trey Lubin, he's been in. Also, Reagan Tice, he's been in as well, so not new faces. Titans counter with Darius Bowling into the game. Garrett Duryea, lob it into Hunziker, beyond the three-point line, goes left side pass. Detman with it from Bowling. Man-to-man defense here by JCC. Detman down the paint, left hand, no, and the rebound comes down to Tice. Ahead on the left side of the floor now to Lubin. Lubin pulls up, back to Tice, three ball, up high, no. Rebound hit the deck and picked up on the bounce from Cole Hunziker. Hunziker up the floor he goes. Now on the right side with it, Bowling. Bowling to the free throw line. Out to Detman. Kamian holds. Now a little stutter step. Heads the hole. Layup won't go. Rebound to Wyatt Case. Case ahead up the floor. Now with the basketball, Lubin leaves it back over to Swanson. Waring inside the free throw line. Dishes it back out. Now over to Swanson again. Not really looking to shoot. He's over to Lubin for three from the wing. Short. Rebound comes down to the Titans, to Darius Bowling. 2:48 to play. Gothard through traffic. It's up. It's down, but it won't count. It's a travel. Traveling violation. We'll give the ball back to the T-Bird. Gabe Burnett checks back in. Here comes Braden Beatty, a 5'11 junior for JCC. Cooper Jones back in the ballgame. So up the floor come the T-Birds with the basketball. 2:35, dribbling the ball out top. Beatty gives it off in there to Braden Beatty. No, excuse me, that was Jones. 35, not 25, John. Inside to Jones again. Batted around, stolen, knocked away. Detman on the run the other way between two defenders. Won't get it to go. Rebound, Gabe Burnett. Burnett all the way in. Runs into a defender, knocked down. He bumps into Reed Shupp. Now in the middle, and a foul on Hunziker. I don't think Hunziker and Glother have been out of this game at all tonight. HTRS, and they look a little winded. Hunziker going to sit down now. Also, Bowling sitting down. From the baseline, inbound the ball. Take it right back to the inbounder. That's Brian now out top. Braden Beatty. Inside he goes, and a shot up underneath. Nice move. Cooper Jones for two. 52-26. KCC with the lead. Minute 45 to go as we put the wraps on this game tonight at Humboldt. Right side, Detman drives all the way in. Finger roll, partially blocked, and here comes the Thunderbirds. Timeout called by Kirk Ferris. He just wants to put in a couple of players. He'll do that. Now we're going to take a 30-second timeout. We'll take a break with it. 93 seconds to go. Well, now wait a minute. What are we going to do? We're going to keep it here. We're just going to change players. Okay. That was my original thought. Now that's what we're doing. Okay. What do we got, fellas? I don't need your help being confused here. Bring the ball in. Braden Beatty with it. Give the ball at the free throw line to Lubin. Good. Oh, man. Went up. Came down. And we've got a foul on Shupp against Cooper Jones, who will go to the line to shoot two. He came down flat on his back. Ouch. Foul on, oh, it's on Emma Glother, his third. Free throw up, free throw good for Cooper Jones. He'll have another. 53-26 and 54-26 as he makes them both. Glother to the front court for the Titans. Midcourt moves right. Down the lane he goes, and a reach-in foul called on JCC. Foul on Cooper Jones, his first. Team foul number four. No free throws yet. 1:16 to go. Triggering in is Carson Duryea, who's back in the ball game. Also in is John Cook. Over to Glothar, out near midcourt. Directing traffic. Crossover. Three ball up and off the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Trey Lubin. Lubin pushes the ball ahead, and now up he goes. Shot blocked behind by Glothar. Is put up by Jones, and then Glothar comes down with the loose ball. And a three-pointer up the other end. Up, no good. The rebound falls down to Braden Beatty, the 5'11 junior. He'll bring it up himself on the right side. Picked up his dribble at the three-point line. Down in the corner for three on the rim for Lubin. Won't go. Ball hit the rim, went up, hit the top of the backboard. And it'll belong to the Thunderbirds with 35 seconds to go. Out of the game goes Emma Glothar. 18 points for the Titan senior. Okay, who came in here for him? I missed him. There he is. Axton Walmsley, a 5'10 junior. Now to Shupp. Got less time on the game clock. We do the shot clock. Here's the ball taken away, stolen. Moving in with it, Diego Martinez. He'll get the ball away to Braden Beatty. Cross court to Aiden Cannon. And we got a whistle. just going to let the clock run out. We didn't have a whistle. I'm sorry. 54-26, your final score. Johnson County Central with the win over HTRS in our boys' game. We'll take a one-minute timeout, wrap it up after this on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfia in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfia.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfia.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Falls City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Falls City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Falls City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
And we are here to wrap this one up tonight on Sunny 101.3. In the boys' game, Johns County Central improves to 10-5 on the year with the 54-26 win. JCC outscored Humboldt Table Rock Senior 35-11. In the second half, it was 19-15 at halftime. For HTRS, now 8-8 on the year. Titans led by Emmett Glothar. The senior had 18 points. 4 points for Kamian Devon and 4 points for Cole Hunzecker for the Titans tonight. For the JCC Thunderbirds tonight, they are led in scoring by Wes Swanson, who scored 15 tonight. It's a dozen for Wyatt Case this evening. 9 for Gabe Burnett, then Cooper Jones with 4, Trey Lubin with 2, 3 points each for Reagan Tice and A.J. Rottenbach. Jack Warren had 2, 4 points for Danny Kong Monivong, and that's their total of 54 points. In the girls' game tonight, it was a close one for a while, too, 21-20 at halftime. Then it was JCC outscoring Humboldt Table Rock Senior 29-8. In the second half for a 50-28 victory. JCC improves to 12-4. They're led by Harley Lubin with 11 on the night, 9 for Riley Wellensick, and 8 more for Ashley Beathy. For the Titans, are led by Ellie Bestanding, who had a dozen, 8 more for Lillian Bowen tonight. So that's your final. JCC takes the doubleheader, both the girls and the boys game tonight, here on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio app. So that's going to wrap it up. We got more basketball coming up for you, as we said, the rest of the week. It's coming up on Thursday on KTNC, Johnson Brock at Falls City Sacred Heart. Some very good teams playing there. And Friday here on Sunny 101.3, Auburn at Meade, and on KTNC, Weeping Water at Falls City. And next week, it's Pioneer Conference and ECNC tournaments. We'll have to get all that squared away and tell you what we're doing next week. That will do it from Humboldt tonight. For our studio engineer, Kurt Kilman, I'm John Nixon, reminding you our presenting sponsor is Meade Lumber. Meade Lumber, building more than projects, they're building community. Good night, everybody.